Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into our Zoom interview Diane Nahabedian. She is the Marketing Director and Public Relations Person for the Roger Williams Park Zoo and has been on the program many times in the past, but this is our first Zoom meeting. Welcome, Diane. Nice to see you again.
It's nice to see you, Mike.
Right. I know you can't, the audience can't see us, but at least we can see each other via Zoom, so we will do the best we can. The quality of the audio sometimes is a little bit not great, but we'll make it work to the best of our ability. But
sounds like a plan.
And what the real important thing is that we want to talk about the Roger Williams Park Zoo and the fact that in these trying times, for lack of a different term, the zoo is reopening, and it's been like everything else, I'm guessing, in phases, right?
It is opening. It is opening in phases. We're through most of the phases. And so the zoo is open. It's open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. For those who are accustomed to making a last minute decision and just walking up to the window, that's where the big change is. So you have to get on our website, rwpzoo.org. And you have to purchase your tickets online. And you'll see time slots. So you can buy 9, 10, 11, 12, up to 2 o'clock. And then we ask that you come in that hour that you've purchased. But once you're in, you can stay. We have plenty of signage around, so people know how to stay socially distant. Or if you look on the ground, you'll see paw prints or webbed feet painted on the walkways. Just encourage folks to stay 6 feet apart, and we do ask that you wear a mask. But the animals are out, 40 acres of visiting wildlife and wild places, and I think it's just nice to have folks back at the zoo, and it's very relaxed, and I think after all these months, it's just nice to get out. And so we are open and hope you'll come join us.
Yeah, I know. A lot of conversation has been around the fact that as things get back to normal and now school is out, people are like, well, what do we do now? Because they don't want to go to the crowded places in the summer outings. So this is a great alternative now to take advantage of this, go online, get your tickets. You know that just by doing that there won't be thousands and thousands of people gathered around you. It'll be a safe environment. And you get to see some of the animals with masks on.
Well, our animals, I'll tell you, I think they've missed seeing people. I know that we as a staff miss seeing families. We certainly miss seeing the kids running around. But I think at the beginning when we closed in March, when everybody was closing and everybody was sort of wondering what are we doing? Our keepers and our operations staff considered essential. So they had to stay, they had to come in every day. And I think at the beginning, the animals, they're loved animals, they were overloved. And I think they really enjoyed it. And I think the keepers could spend extra time doing training and needed medical procedures. But as the weather warmed up, and I think, you know, we all sort of have cycles in our heads, I think some of the animals are like, where are the people? And so as people have come back, you've seen the animals kind of looking around and they're active. And so I think everybody's happy that we're open again. And it certainly is a nice, calming place to walk around because you're right. We're not packing them in. There's plenty of space. We are working with a new food service company and their food's really good. So you can get lunch in, you know, some of your regular old hamburger and that option, or it's more healthier food, but it's just a good way to spend the day or take a break from whatever else you're doing.
Now, even though there's limited people, you're I'm presuming maybe incorrectly, but has the price structure changed about what you're doing? So there's no increase in price, even though there's less people. You're just trying to keep it the same and affordable.
Right. So the prices have not changed. It's the same price that it was last season.
Some people are saying that, you know, that because it's more exclusive, I've heard some people say, oh, they probably raised the prices because there's fewer people. So that's good to know.
No, we didn't raise the prices. It is, I mean, it's fun when the zoo is crowded and you see lots of people, but I have to be honest, knowing the issues around the coronavirus, it's very safe. Our cleaning protocols are top-notch, and we are limiting. There were plenty of tickets, but when you come, you don't feel crowded, and you have plenty of time to stand in front of an exhibit. So I was out one morning, and there were a lot of people watching the elephants, and they were eating their hay and enjoying the water, and people just stood there for a long time, but they were pretty spaced out. So, you do feel like you're having an exclusive tour at this zoo, but you're not paying the price.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good news. All right, well, a lot of people, when they think of the park, they think of some of the lakes surrounding the zoo and so forth, and there are swans. I know when I was a kid, I remember swans. I don't know if they're still there or not, but I thought I'd go to our first piece of music today, and see, I'm trying to segue into this smoothly. It's actually a Yo-Yo Ma piece and about swans. So let's listen to that, and we'll be back with more. Now that we've had a little background music, it's time to get back to some of the activities that are going on at the Roger Williams Park Zoo. And Diane, there are lots of activities that normally take place. Some of them aren't open yet, but we'll be opening gradually. And July is going to be a good time. And that's obviously right just a couple days away.
Yeah, so if you're at the zoo and after you've seen all the animals and enjoyed a nice snack or some lunch, stop by our Explore and Soar area. So our Soaring Eagle Zip Ride is open. Our train ride is open, especially for the ones, and then check out and see if the pony rides are going. So that's a pretty active area. And then starting July 5th, the Carousel Village will be open and the carousel rides will be open. There'll be a train ride and there's a playground there. I'm not sure what that belongs to the City of Providence and I'm not sure what they're, when they'll open that, but also, the Carousel Cafe is open for snacks and ice cream. So, you know, once you're done the zoo, or if you just want to head over to the carousel one afternoon for a little while, once July 5th comes along, it'll all be open 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then I know some folks are doing Food Truck Fridays virtually, which is a lot of fun, but we're aiming to have those that open around July 10th. But I don't know what form yet because we're not going to put them all in the carousel parking lot. So, because you can't do social distancing. So wait and see what.
There'll be a surprise, right?
It'll be a surprise. But I'm hoping that by the Friday the 10th that we're running that as well.
You got to back up a second. Virtual food trucks. How did that work?
I think you order and then you. I don't actually know because I don't do it. I think you order online and then you'll pick up.
Okay.
And you know what? He's been really good about making sure everything, people aren't in line and waiting in line. But, we're looking at doing so many things virtually. We are doing our zoo camp, which is a huge, huge thing for families all summer long. It's all online this year. So the kids are going to camp. They can select to be at camp for 5 weeks if the family chooses, and you pick a morning session or an afternoon session, and you do Zoom camp Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then we'll send you an activity kit, and you go out into your backyard or the local park or whatever, and see what's in the activity kit, and then do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it's a combination of going to camp online and then doing things outside. And I think the benefit of going to camp online, obviously the kids aren't all bunched together, but it also gives mom and dad a little break.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then we're also set up to bring our animals to your Zoom meeting. So if you're having a meeting or a board meeting or you just need a little extra oomph to the meeting, let me know, because we will bring, our maybe Zazu our hornbill or our Delilah our agouti, but they're all waiting to be in a Zoom meeting, and it's a lot of fun.
I think I can see in the background a red panda.
It's my poster, but yeah, Shaylee and Rusty are doing what they do best on the Marco Polo Trail, eating bamboo and sleeping.
All right. Well, I heard you mention a little bit earlier pony rides, so that's a perfect segue into our next piece of music, which is the Red Pony Suite. We'll listen to that and then be back with more about the Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Thank you.
Roger Williams Park Zoo is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting comfortably here in the studio in Exeter, Rhode Island, and socially distanced from my special guest, Diane Nahabedian, who is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Roger Williams Park Zoo. And she is, with social distance, probably by about, 10 miles or so, maybe 15. So that's pretty safe.
Yeah, we're pretty safe. Yeah. I'm in my office and you're in yours. Yeah, right. I think we're safe.
And you're in your office at the zoo today.
And, I am. And it's kind of fun because I can hear people outside. I can hear the kids. And you know, something that we didn't talk about is a great way to visit the zoo on a regular basis is to get a membership. And once you buy that membership and come once or twice, the whole thing is paid for. So, you know, a lot of folks held off buying memberships in March, April, May, and I can't blame them. The zoo is closed. You know, it was kind of uncertain. But if you're looking, you know, if you're not going away this summer or your plans have changed and you get a membership, you can use it all year because we're open all year long. We're open. We only close Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day.
Right.
So other than those 3 days, you can use your membership.
And the membership is available online, and they go to
rwpzoo.org.
rwpzoo.org. Okay, so the initials and then the word zoo.
And right. And, you know, just about everything we do now is online. So if you're going to buy a membership, get online. And you can just follow the prompts and purchase the membership. And getting the tickets to come daily is pretty easy. Go right to that website, rwpzoo.org, and you can get tickets.
You select the time and so forth.
Right. And, you know, if you're kind of wondering what are we doing every day, what's going on, get on our Facebook. Lots of video. We just are... Linnae's two-toed sloth just had a baby a couple of weeks ago. Our golden lion tamarin family expanded, and there's two little ones in the rainforest. So all of that stuff is online and on Facebook. So take a look, because it's a lot of fun to see what the animals are doing. You know, they were very active while we were closed, and now we've got lots of babies. So that's kind of fun.
So babies in the rainforest.
Babies in the rainforest. It's really quite nice. And it's sloths are all the hit right now. But to see this little baby clinging to mom is really beautiful. It's really lovely.
And they're kind of easy to watch because they don't move fast, right?
Oh, yeah. And Fiona, the mom, is a very sweet animal. She just kind of looks at you and looks at the baby. So, you know, get on Facebook if you can. And take a look at the videos, because it's really something to see.
Excellent. All right. Well, what we want to stress is the fact that the park is open 7 days a week, right? And
yes.
Open from what hours?
So we open at 9 a.m., and then the gates shut at 4 p.m.
So 9 to 4, basically. But if they're in there at 4, you have, you have to...
No, we're down at 4.
So you have to be out at 4.
Right. If you're in there at 2... and you decide you want to stay till 4, you can stay. I mean,
I get it. Okay.
Once you're in, but yes, the gates shut at 4.
Because all of, people, all of your fellow employees, that's when you start your partying, right?
That's when the animals start partying.
I did appreciate what you said earlier, that some of the animals seem to miss people, and I'm sure that's true, and particularly the more, I don't want to presume that an elephant is more social than some of the other animals, but they seem to be. They seem to be looking at you occasionally, and I'm sure they're wondering. They're smart. What's going on?
Yeah, I think they are. I think the one that surprised me is one day a few weeks ago I was here, and it was before we opened, and I walked by the snow leopards. And the snow leopards in the warmer weather, they move around a little bit, but they sit in the shade. And they were moving, and they were watching. Now, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but they were watching. And I was like, oh, a human. But, you know, they were active, and that was kind of nice to see.
Right.
And they're such beautiful animals. But, yeah, I think you're right on the elephants and the giraffes. I think everybody animal and human, we're all glad to be back and we're all glad to see some.
Right. And for those that might be curious, if you are close to a giraffe, you don't have to social distance, right?
Well, yeah, and you're not going to get too close to any of these animals anyway, but, you know, we're keeping our social distance between humans and we're making sure the animals stay safe and you stay safe, so it's all very appropriate.
All right. You mentioned the rainforest, and I think that probably there's a lot of animals in the rainforest that you don't have to take care of as a zoo. They're just there naturally. Frogs, for example. I'll bet you there's a lot of frogs in there.
Yeah, they're pretty careful about what goes in and out. Now, even though the building is closed, the primates are outside and the flamingos are outside, mm-hmm. so you can see some of the animals. But the animals in the rainforest really are animals you would see if you went to the South American rainforest. So I don't know about what frogs are in there.
Well, you're not helping my segue, because this
I
next...
I know, I'm sorry,
this
but
next,
I can't lie.
This next piece of music, right, is all about frogs. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
the Roger Williams Park Zoo, the subject of tonight's program here on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a pleasant evening sitting with Diane Nahabedian. She is the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Roger Williams Park Zoo. And we've been talking about major thing that we wanted to get across tonight is that the zoo is open.
The zoo is open, and come visit us.
Right. And I have to clarify something that I was getting a little off track. I was thinking about last year's jack-o'-lantern, and I've been going every year to the jack-o'-lantern festival. And as you walk around, you go by these little ponds and so forth, little bridges sometimes, and, you know, off to the left, off to the right, whatever. And I was thinking of that in my head as the rainforest. And, boy, am I wrong. You have a whole new building, right?
Right. So in November, I think very end of November 2018, we opened Faces of the Rainforest. And it looks, feels, has animals from South American rainforest. So we have, that's where the sloths are, a variety of primates, including tiddy monkeys, the howler monkey, the saki monkey, and then we have the hyacinth macaws, a number of different birds. So it's really a magnificent exhibit. Most animals that can be outside of the rainforest, including the primates and the flamingos and the anteater, are outside. Right now, just due to the coronavirus restrictions and the restrictions on capacity in buildings, the building itself is closed. Mm-hmm. So you won't see some of the birds or the sloth, but you can still walk around, get the feel of it, and definitely visit with all the primates who are outside and, you know, enjoying the warm weather. But the frogs, you're right, they're on the wetlands trail.
The wetlands trail, that's the right name I was looking for, okay.
But you mentioned walking down the wetlands trail for a jack-o'-lantern spectacular, and we're going to have our spectacular. It'll just be a little different because we cannot have those large crowds walking in the wetlands trail. So more information will start coming out throughout the summer, but it looks like you'll be driving through a portion of the zoo. You won't be driving down the wetlands trail. That's not going to happen. But a carload or SUV load will be driving through a portion of the zoo. So watch our website, rwpzoo.org, for information as it comes out throughout the summer for what we're going to do. Because I think it'll be different. It'll be exciting. You're staying in your car, so you won't get cold. And if it's a little drizzly, you won't get wet. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we've just had to rethink the way we do events. If you've ever been to Zoobilee, which is normally at the end of June, or a very, very popular brew at the zoo at the end of August, we'll do those events. They'll be virtual. So again, watch our website because we're still putting all the plans in place, but it gives more folks an opportunity to join us when we do them virtually. So whether you're, you know, far down in Connecticut or you're way up in Maine or you're in Rhode Island, virtually you can join us for these events.
Excellent. And some of the traditional things are still in place or will be more so as they go through the summer. If somebody wanted to have a birthday party or something like that, still availability of those spaces.
Yeah, especially because the carousel will open on July 5th, and they're booking birthday parties. There may be some limitations, so I'm going to, mm-hmm. you know, when you call or get online and chat with somebody at the zoo, they'll give you all the specifics. But once that carousel opens on July 5th, it'll be available for birthday parties.
Excellent. Well, Diana, I want to thank you for coming in and reminding everyone that the zoo is there. The animals miss you. So please, you know, stop in, say hello. Don't forget, you can buy memberships online, and you don't have to buy a membership. You can get your tickets online. That's how you get in now. Just explain that one more time, and then we'll leave it at that.
Okay, so go to rwpzoo.org, and then you'll see where it says, you know, plan your visit. Click into that, and then just take a look, and you'll see a place where you can buy the tickets. Go in and then choose the hour and, you know, the date and the hour you want to come and buy your tickets.
Excellent. Well, thanks again, Diane. It was great to see you, even though it's through a computer screen. Maybe this summer down the road, I'll be able to hook up and meet you at the zoo.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And we'll take that in. I'll bring my granddaughter. And she loves the zoo. She loves the jack-o'-lantern thing and everything the zoo has to offer. So that's a great take for us.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed this, and I hope to see everybody at the zoo.
Excellent. We're going to go out with what else? You mentioned earlier the elephant, so let's go out with with Dumbo. See you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.